An epidemic of staggering and tragic proportions is sweeping the country, and Christians are not immune. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint.
This man seemed to have it all. Celebrity chef, TV travel dude, and author Anthony Bourdain circled the globe, going to exotic places, eating the world's best foods, whether at a West African fish hut or the finest restaurants in Paris. He lived in a multi-million dollar Manhattan condo. And last week, he took his own life. Now, if you've ever watched the show No Reservations or Parts Unknown, you know he was kind of a bad boy. Savvy and intelligent, yes, but irreverent, edgy, and sometimes profane. You couldn't help but think, wow, this man needs Jesus. Sadly, all that Bourdain had and had achieved was not enough to save him from what is now called death from despair. And he's not alone. His death came right after the suicide of New York handbag designer Kate Spade, and a day after the CDC reported that between 1999 and 2016, suicide rates in all but one state across the U.S., across age, gender, and ethnic lines, increased. Suicides, in fact, are the second leading cause of death for people ages 15 to 34. Throw in other deaths of despair, like drug overdoses and complications from alcoholism, we've got a public health crisis here of the first order. Given the state of our culture, it's not surprising. People seem more isolated than ever before, despite, or perhaps in part because of, being more virtually connected. Loneliness and depression are epidemic and rising, and the mediating institutions of communities, like families, churches, civic organizations, are struggling to say the least. Social ties are fraying at an astonishing pace. In our society, it's increasingly difficult for individuals to be spiritually, mentally, and emotionally healthy. And Christians are not immune. I think of Rick and Kay Warren's son, Matthew, and my friend Wisconsin pastor Bill Lentz. Thank God the church is starting to wake up to the problems of suicide and mental illness, but only starting to wake up. Today on a Breakpoint podcast, I talk with Dr. Aaron Cariotti, who's the director of the bioethics program at UC Irvine. The time has come, Dr. Cariotti told me, for the church to have a serious conversation about mental illness, about reaching out to those who struggle with mental illness, providing pastoral care for them and their family so that they can truly feel integrated into the Christian community. I asked Dr. Cariotti what advice he has for parents or family members who have a loved one who's struggling. First, he said, don't lose hope. Recovery from mental illness is possible, but it's a long, hard process. Second, he said, speak to your pastor and see if he can recommend a mental health professional. If not, don't be afraid to seek out a competent professional. Too often, Christians are automatically closed off to the idea of medication, which he said may be helpful, even life-saving, in some cases. And then what can churches do? Well, first, be aware, he said. The person next to you in the pew may be struggling. Pastors and church leaders, pray for your members who are suffering, and vice versa. Open the door to support groups for those who struggle with mental illness or their family members, much like we would for anyone struggling with a physical illness. If leaders lead, even with small steps, the congregation will follow. So come to Breakpoint.org and listen to this podcast interview with Dr. Aaron Cariotti. And be sure, while you're there, to subscribe to the Breakpoint podcast as well. Next to Jesus himself, life is the greatest gift God has given us. And as his children, we have to do all we can to help our brothers and sisters hold on to life and to him. And before we leave you today, let me remind you that the Colson Center's fiscal year end is coming up quickly. To donate, please visit breakpoint.org or call 877-322-5527. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.